The traditional divide between common law and civil law systems on the issue of trial in absentia has blurred over the years. And we can see that some civil law countries, like Germany, for example, have rejected the use of such proceedings, and some common law countries, for example, England, Wales, allow trials where the accused may initial appearance and some other conditions. So let's see briefly how trial in absentia has developed and what they look like today. Initially, the accused have few rights during trials in absentia, and there are serious concerns regarding whether such proceedings were compliant with international human rights standards. And these concerns can be seen in the case law of European Court of Human Rights in many, many cases, again, Belgium, France, Switzerland, recently last year against Croatia. And in many cases, the European Court clearly said that in absentia proceedings are not in themselves incompatible with the right to have a fair trial, but they set two important safeguards, which first is that the accused should be properly represented throughout the whole trial, and the second, that if the accused is not present, he should have a right for a retrial or ex novo trial in his presence if he appears later.